High expectations, I'd say, would be one way to put where we're at now.
UWF head coach Jeff Berkhammer addressed the media last week as he and his team prepared for the beginning of a new season.
So we had a great year. We want to be consistent with our growth and our success in that area.
Last year's squad won the Gulf South Conference Championship and went to the NCAA tournament for the first time in UWF school history, where they were beaten by Barry University in the quarterfinals. Coach Berkhammer says he knows that championship will give opponents a little extra incentive.
We know going into games this year, we're going to be some of these teams' biggest game of the season, and we have to prepare that way, knowing that we have to go in and play very well every night.
Before losing in the NCAAs, the Argos had a 10-game winning streak. Berkhammer says the returning players from last year's team are sharing the experience of that championship run with the new guys on the team. And finding quality new players was a bit easier this offseason.
I think anytime you can talk about success and you guys want to come in and be a part of a team and a program where we've changed the culture and we've grown it, you guys get to come in at the top of it and keep it there and maybe take it to the next level. So that was kind of our sell, a different sell than our first year, that's for sure.
There are 7 returning players from last year's team joining 7 new players. Besides practice and scrimmages, the team has been getting out in the community as a bonding exercise and maybe a little marketing.
We try to do a lot of different things with our team. We've done Miracle League with them. We'll go into schools and do some mini clinics. We'll go and do some reading programs. So we try to get those guys out, get them seen, let kids see them especially, and then hopefully those kids will come back and watch them play on Saturdays.
The UWF men's basketball team begins its new season this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the South Region Crossover at Albany State in Georgia. Its first game on Friday against Fort Valley State University. Their first home game at the UWF Fieldhouse is on Tuesday, November 20th, against Spring Hill College. The Argonauts are ranked number 12 nationally in the first National Association of Basketball Coaches preseason poll. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.